This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
This is the Six Rings Postgame Show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
There we go. Bring that shit up. Turn that shit up. We will never, ever get to the point, okay, where we're not going to celebrate f-ing wins. You hear me? But I like where we're headed. Okay, that we can sit there and say we can play so much better. And you guys are already thinking like that. I can tell that you're not satisfied, but I'm still got to demand that we celebrate this for a couple hours. I'm proving along the way, finding ways to win, working together. Okay, just straight, give them all damn game balls on me. Let's go. Yeah!
I would just like to state for the record that it was at 6:08 p.m. on Sunday, October 12th, 2025, I became a Mike Vrabel superfan. That, to me, is the most perfect messaging that you could possibly conceive of and deliver to your football team, in the first year of coaching, as you look to rebuild and turn around a once great but recently sad program. When you go on the road after the franchise's biggest win in half a decade, and they don't play perfectly, they don't play to the best of their abilities, and they may have even, who knows, gotten away with one. As Megan Onalee just told us, the one word she would use to describe today's game was a bit concerning.
Didn't care for it.
And Vrabel says, no. You get to celebrate this. You won the game. I'm never not going to celebrate a win. Yes, it wasn't perfect. He wants better. He knows if he tells them it's okay to celebrate, but that he still loves them, that they're going to get better. Andy, you're getting like, he's not John Wooden or even prime Belichick by any stretch. He's his own man. He's his own coach. But this is a clinic to me right now. Like, that is absolutely perfect. I love listening to that. You know they love hearing it. And oh, by the way, Stephon Diggs got up for last week's game. Kayshon Boutte got up for this week's game. Next Sunday, I think it's the second to last year at that stadium in Nashville where Mike Vrabel used to roam the sidelines in his first NFL coaching gig. The spread, whatever the spread is, you can mark it down right now. Pats by a million.
Yeah, I said to you last week, I think this team loves its coach. I really do. I think these players love what he brings to the table, and we've questioned some of it, the support of guys, what does Drake need to do to get a game ball? Well, apparently he got one today because everybody get a game ball. You know who liked that if you saw that cutaway? Not just the giving of the game balls, but Robert Kraft was smiling, and I was thinking, he said he's paying for him, right? He said, Stretch, those are all on me. So Mike Vrabel's picking up the tab for every player to get a game ball coming out of today's game in New Orleans, but I just think he has it. And some of it is the anti-Belichick. I'm like, this just struck me. So Mike Vrabel just said in that cut, we will never not celebrate a win, right? We'll never Correct. Not celebrate a win. You know who I think didn't celebrate wins at times? Bill Belichick and the Patriots, because it was, we got to be better. It's going to bite us in the ass if we play like that in the end. The 2007 Patriots, in my opinion, a team that won 16 regular season games, didn't celebrate wins enough. I thought that team became too businesslike, and I thought it bit him in the ass in the end, in the desert,
against the Giants.
There was
no joy in their football, Andy. No,
nope.
No, there was no
joy. It was business.
Joy.
It was business.
It became how come we're not winning by 49 anymore? It's hard to win in football, damn it.
And Mike Vrabel knows that, because he has won games, he's lost games, he's been fired. He, even this year, you know, a game he probably should have won, he loses to the Steelers, right? Like, that's a game you probably should have won, but you lose to the Steelers. So he knows that football is an effed up world, an effed up game. Things happen, crazy things happen, weird things, officials affect. When you leave and you're on the road especially, and the scoreboard says you won the game, you're the better team, he knows there's value in that. And I think the modern player wants to celebrate. Turn that bleep up. Like, that's the modern player. If you watch some of these colleges, that, you know, the beauty of social media now is we get all these quickly. Like, there's always somebody in there with a camera. Boom, it's on their socials. Like, they're jumping up and down. They're singing. Coaches are dancing. They promise their kids, if you win this week, I'll dance in the middle. Like, there's all this emotion and energy. And this is not a shot against Bill. Mm-mm. Bill accomplished more than any coach is ever going to accomplish. It's just a different time, a different player, a different personality, right? Like, you have to work within the world that you are, you know, taking part in.
Well, he gets
Vrabel,
it,
I think he's just mastering it. I think he's, does master mean he's going to win the Super Bowl? No. I don't know that he'll ever win a Super Bowl for the Patriots, but I think he's doing a really nice job, energy, effort, attitude, working, just going with what his gut, his hard-o gut tells him to do, and sometimes his hard-o gut isn't a hard-o move. It's actually a very compassionate, modern...
He said stretch, give him all game balls. Like,
right, that's not hard-o. Everybody gets a trophy. He's going all Oprah on everybody, and it's like, okay, if you think that works with your locker room, then I trust you, because I think you know your locker room, but more importantly, I think your locker room knows you and likes you.
Oh, it was a great clip. Really, really, really very, very inspiring, kind of exciting. I think that was, to me, that's just perfect messaging as well. And again, it makes me more excited to watch the Patriots go to Tennessee next week. And you know what they're going to do? Win one for they're going to win one for themselves and try to get to 5-2, because it's all about them. And he reminds us all the time, it's all about the players, but they are going to go kick some ass and win one for their coach. 617.
I hope so. Because if they lose, take his shoelaces away.
There'll be no belts, no ties, no shoelaces, no fishing line on this flight home.
Yep, nope.
617. How about pasta? Maybe not even pasta. 617-779-7937. Number Chuck is up in New Hampshire. Let's go to the 603 on the post-game show. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what's up, guys? A few points here. Drake May, I'm really pumped up about his development. I was kind of excited to see how he didn't just have, like, his typical scrambles. He was really moving around well in the pocket, looked very veteran-like, not just using his athleticism. Yep. And also, every time we were in third and long, I felt like he's probably going to make this, or he can do something to advance this to keep the drive going. And then next, them winning, you know, only by a score. You know, I'm kind of like you, Fitzy, and Andy. You're not always going to win them by a big margin. I wish they did, because I wanted to see them keep that momentum from last week. But you know what? The past few years, they would have found a way to not win it. Mm-hmm. Whereas all the things seemed like it wasn't going in their favor in this game, they still made the plays to win. And that leads me to just the officiating. Everything was not going in their way in terms of officiating. It's got to be one of the worst performances I've ever seen from the refs. Ridiculous. But nonetheless, glad they got the win. Thanks for taking the call, guys.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, appreciate the call, Chuck. Absolutely. Andy, another big step. Like, now, this could have potentially been one of those, in 23 and 24, they would have probably lost. Last time they played the Saints, they lost 34-0 when they were home favorite at Gillette a couple years back. This could have been one of those games where, they're up 25-19. Oh, no, the Saints somehow go on a last-minute touchdown drive and win 26-25. They're finding ways to win as opposed to, yes, early in the season, they found ways to lose. They shook that out of their system, or so it seems now, because we're riding the emotional high of a three-game win streak.
Do you believe, you just said that, they shook that out of their system, and then you added, well, for now. Do you think it's gone? You think it's buried? You think it's mostly gone?
And I want to see it tested one more time.
Yeah, because I still think, I thought Drake got a little squirrely in the second half. There were a couple throws that, there was the sideline throw. If the corner had just turned, it actually looked like he could have been called for pass interference. If he had just turned, the ball zipped by his head. There was another throw that he airmailed. I thought he started to get a little like, ooh, still a young quarterback, late in a game, maybe trying to do too much kind of thing.
Because no one's helping him. I'm sorry to jump in, but like no one's helping him out. Where are the helpers? Where's the running back? Where's the receiver?
Yeah, the running backs. I think the receivers are helping them out. I think he got enough plays from his receivers today.
It was a quiet day from Hunter Henry, but...
But that's Hunter Henry. He's going to have quiet days and big days. He's probably had too many big days. He's due for some quiet days. That's how his career has averaged out this far in. And as my wife said, who's that? He looks like the slowest player ever. I was like, hey, the guy's been in the league like 10 years. Get off his back. You know, he is what he is at this point in his career. Right. I think the supporting cast in the passing game is developing nicely into Diggs is going to make some plays for you every week. There's going to be plays there. Now, whether that's four catches for 46 yards, but two of them were really important, or whether that's like a 100-yard day, I don't know. Booty is going to make plays for you every week in a similar way, that there's going to be a couple big catches, and on the big days, it might be 85 yards, a touchdown, two, whatever. And then the other guys are finding their spots. Mac Collins is a really nice receiver when he's like your fourth or fifth option. If you want him to be more than that, well, that's on you. That's not on him. That's your problem kind of
thing.
And I think they're getting more of that. Now, obviously, I know you guys, you people.
Got all excited about the Chisler being out there today, yes.
And he looks like he shouldn't return kickoffs to me. He's not fast enough. He's got the play strength.
I don't think that's his thing, no.
I don't either. And you people were also excited about Kyle Williams in the summer, and
he did get some play out there. So I was happy to see the number on the field. I was not happy to see the number. Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely not. At all.
You and I had as many catches and touchdowns as he did today.
But if you can, if my point is sort of if you can get consistency out of Booty and Diggs and then get the rest of those guys to just kind of rotate through, pick their days when they're the contributors, I think you'll be okay. I think, you know, Efton Chisholm might have a day where he catches five passes, right, for 30 yards or something. And maybe Kyle Williams will hit a deep ball at some point. Pop Douglas, I don't know, is he going to go back into, you know, the hedge? Are we never going to see Pop Douglas again? Or was this
or
a Pop Douglas day?
Coming out party.
Maybe. But I think the complimentary cast in the passing game is coming together. Now, Mego's concern about the running game, it is what it is. You don't have a running game right now. And Josh McDaniels told us that patience, time on task, it's coming. Okay, well, we're getting impatient. You're heading towards midseason, and you can't run the ball the length of anybody's you-know-what.
Down to Providence we go for Paul, who wants to join the postgame show. Paul, is it as beautiful outside down there as it is all over New England?
Not so great. We've got the rain, we've got the wind, but, you know, I mean, it's to be expected. It's okay, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I want to congratulate the Pacers on being 5-2. I know it's 4-2, but 5-2, figuring as though they beat the refs today, too. I like the
I gave them a double win as well today, Paul. Thank you.
I know you did, Fitz. Listen, a couple of quick points. I want to hear your point of view on it. All right, Chisholm being in today, does that make Pop better? Because now he's feeling the whole Walker, question there. Okay. I like Booty. Booty is being the player that we drafted from LSU. He's a stud. Okay. And also, when will Josh McDaniels put some plays in for Henderson? I mean, this kid is just dying to break out for a 3-touchdown game. I mean, I can see it happening. And as far as wins for the Patriots, I don't care if they're good, bad, or ugly right at this point. Just win. Get into the playoffs, and then we can redefine things. Guys, I want to hear your thoughts. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Excellent call. Very much. Call us back anytime, Paul. Appreciate that very much.
I love like Booty.
Yes, I knew you were going to do that. Well
he said
done.
It perfectly. Well done, Zach. Yeah, okay, first, like a point we've been hammering home, Andy, and hopefully they'll win enough that we won't have to keep revisiting this, but they found a way to win. They're learning how to win. That's part of what the machine needs to do this year, is be retaught with different parts how to win and generate defeat, as opposed to get caught in the jaws of defeat like they had so many times recently.
Yes, and that's the key part of it. And whether you say it eloquently, like Bill Belichick said for years, or poorly the way Mike McDaniel did back in week two. You have to, if you want to win, you can't lose. And that's, they've avoided losing. As much as winning, they've been avoiding losing. Did Drake May turn it over with the game? They were in a one-score game late in the game, right? He had a couple possessions. He didn't score. That wasn't ideal. He didn't score. That's not great. But you know what else he didn't do?
Turn it over.
Right. Oh. So that's, you got to give him for who he, in year five, will I give him credit for that? No. But in year two, really year one as like your main starter, he gets credit for that evolution. And I would say the same thing for the team. Did you see today? Vadarian Lowe came in a jumbo package. Did he jump off sides?
No, he did not.
No, he didn't. There were still 11 penalties. We'll get to that later. But he didn't specifically do that. So, like, little advancements in that way, and then advancements in the playmaking, and all of a sudden you're kind of, you know, those two strings, you know, those toys you hang in the doorway and you pull the two strings and the guy slowly wedges his way up. That's what the Patriots are right now. Good plays, pull the string. Less bad plays, pull the string, and you're shimmying your way up the string.
I wasn't expecting to go with the toy string shimmy.
What are those called?
That's okay. I don't know, actually. It's a good question, though.
Damn,
someone on the text line will probably figure it out. Same number as the phone line, 617-779-7937. Andy, real quick, let me ask you. Obviously, we've been talking about maybe we can start this tonight and continue it tomorrow on the afternoon show as well. Obviously, the run defense is playing worse than expected.
The run defense?
No, the run game.
The run.
The Patriots' running game. The running defense is excellent.
Okay, I was going to say.
Right now, the run offense is playing below expectations. I would dare say they're delivering less than expected. Drake May is playing even better than we thought. He is now playing better than expected.
Yes.
Where would you say Travion Henderson is according to your expectations?
Might be the poster child for below expectations on this football team. He stinks. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't looked explosive. I thought you were going to get one today. Did you see my guy, Drake May, do a dangerous thing? He's stepping up in the pocket and he flips the ball. Flips the ball sideways in the air and it kind of floats. And I'm like, no, don't do it. And then Travion Henderson caught it. And I was thinking, oh, Travion Henderson, this is your chance. This is the explosive guy, the weapon that they drafted. And he got a little gain, but it was like nothing. Like, I'm waiting for him to have a breakout play. Because other than that, he's just been like a run-of-the-mill workhorse backup running back guy. Like, there's nothing there.
I haven't seen any of the speed. Like, we were duped. We were given a tease and a preview back during August of the speed, the playmaking ability, the game-changing talent with the 100-yard kickoff return. It's like he used up his season's worth of gas on a play.
It's almost like we've seen from some of the receivers over the years. Like, Tyquan Thornton's a guy that I thought his rookie training camp was awesome. And then he got to the regular season. I was like, where's the guy? What happened? This is a what happened. Like, we all were way out over our skis predicting offensive rookie of the year and plays and best player and offensive player for the Patriots and all these things. The guy has done diddly squat so far. So, yes, I think he is the poster boy for underachievement so far.
617-779-7937. The poster boy for overachievement. Our pal from the WEI Afternoon Show, Big Ted Johnson, is going to call in with some of his thoughts on the way home in just a couple of minutes as we continue along here on the Six Rings Postgame Show live on WEI following the Patriots' 6-point win over the Saints in New Orleans. But first, let's catch you up on a wild NFL Sunday and everything else trending in Boston sports and beyond with Zach Coe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
This is the Six Rings Postgame Show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
30 on a rainy Sunday night, though there's still a little sunshine to be squeezed out of a Patriots 6-point victory in New Orleans, or is there? Our previous guest in the last hour, Miss Megan Onilini, and if you missed her call, you can always go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY, and check it out, or you can catch it in the 7 o'clock hour in our Six Rings content replay along with Mike Vrabel and Drake Mays Pressers. Joining us now on the hotline from WEEI Afternoons, fresh off doing some white-hot television over with our pals at NBC Sports Boston, it's Big Teddy Johnson. Ted, I want you to take the same test that I gave to Mego. You get one word to describe today's 6-point Patriots win in New Orleans. What do you got?
Satisfying.
All right.
You know, satisfying. Please, style points, you can go screw with those style points. That was, you know what, even though the score might indicate it was close, I mean, they got, I am not one to ever really harp on the refs. I know they have a tough job, but that was, there were some terrible, absolute terrible calls that were made in on really big plays that the Patriots got, I think, screwed out of. So, you know, that was a joke that the, Steph Diggs penalty on the touchdown pass to Kayshon Boutte. I mean, he's away from the ball. I know they call those, but it was even if he was the focal point in the play, it was not the call that which they called. And then, he put his arm on the shoulder of his defender, you know, down that right sideline, and they said he pushed off on that play on that amazing catch, which was bogus. That wasn't the case either. So, look, I think the score would indicate that it was a close game. I think some of the penalties kept him in it, but there were some bad penalties, I thought, that kept the Saints in close. But the Patriots, this is a very, very satisfying win, and it validates last week's win against the Bills by doing that. I mean, it's hard to go on the road. That's a team that has, lost two of their home games, but only by one score, and they had chances to win the game on their final drives in those games and couldn't do it. So, that's not the worst team. Even though their record is not, it would represent a bad team. That's a better team than what people realize. And so it's a very satisfying win for the Patriots.
Ted, I'm with you. I now think there's a legit playoff path for this team, and you start to have higher expectations. But I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if you saw the video or not, but your former teammate, Mike Vrabel, was very excited in the post-game locker room, and he gave out game balls for everyone. But the thing that struck me is he said, "We will never not celebrate a victory." And I thought that was a really interesting comment that felt like another example. Mike Vrabel's a lot different than Bill Belichick. The tone of that post-game locker room, it wasn't a perfect game, but we're never not going to celebrate a victory. Do you think that's important as he continues to build this bond with his football team?
I do. Yeah. No, I absolutely. You know, the thing is, Mike is being genuine. That's the most important thing, that Mike Vrabel is genuine. Players smell. They can smell it a mile away. If you're forcing it, if you're trying to be someone you're not, if you're not a hard-o person by nature, but then you're flexing, you're being a hard-o to the team now that you're the head coach, guys will see right through it. So Mike's being authentic, and he's being real. And are you kidding me? Anytime we ever played the Steelers, Mike had his boy there, the equipment guys, hook us up with, like, you know, two cases of beer on ice after games. Like, nobody likes to celebrate a win more than Mike Vrabel as a player. So why would he stop as a head coach? You know, he's acknowledging that it's damn hard, and a win is a win is a win, baby. And so we get to work tomorrow, but tonight we're gonna have fun on that plane, man. We're gonna, you know, gamble some money. We're gonna have a few brewskis, and if your, you know, preferences are something a little stronger, then good for you. But we're gonna have a good time, enjoy this, and get back to work tomorrow.
Exactly, Ted. Ted Johnson from WEI Afternoons joining his pals from WEI Afternoons here on the Six Rings Postgame Show. Nick Fitzy Stevens and Andy Hart. Ted, obviously it's not all sunshines and rainbows, puppies and unicorns. There are a few things that they're going to want to clean up. And when they get home after celebrating a dub, validating the win last week in Buffalo and the effort today, one of the things I think they're going to need to get to work on is, how the hell do you get this run game going? What would be the fix? What would be the first thing you think that Vrabel and company would get to work on, Ted?
What's Greg Roman doing? Is he coaching? Where's he at? Is he in the L.A.? Is that where he's at? Because
he's probably with Harbaugh in Los Angeles.
Yeah, L.A. So, look, dude, there's no imagination in this run game, okay? I mean, I heard you guys talking about Trevion Henderson and the disappointment he's been. And it's true, but I don't think they're using him the right way either. It was you know what? The game plan for the run game, it was my favorite one, was when they played the Miami Dolphins. They were doing a lot of jet sweeps. They were doing a lot of, like, toss crack. Can we work the edges? So you want to run up the middle until your head is, you know, you can't feel your head anymore. It doesn't make any sense. Josh would, in the passing game, he would make adjustments. If some concept that he worked on all week wasn't working, he wouldn't continually do the same concept in the passing game. Why does he do it in the run game? I mean, just running up the middle, get these defensive guys running sideline to sideline, cut it back, do wide zone, throw in some toss cracks, you know, and then you work the middle. Like, if it's not working up the middle, they gotta change it. It's some, like, 31 rushes today, the Patriots had 31. They had 11 rushes carries in the first half. They had 20 more in the second half. And, like, the fact that you rush 31 times and average 2.4 yards per carry that's a joke. Like, I understand you got to continually run the football, but not when Drake May was cooking in that first half. You scored 22 points in the first half, 3 in the second half, and you were hell-bent on running the football, which made no sense. Drake, it was on fire. Why would you, like, cool him off? And, I mean, it was so predictable when they were running, too. I don't know, man. Josh has kind of got a blind spot for the run game. He's kind of all over the passing game, but the running game is not very imaginative, and it's kind of a joke, man. They want to put it on the running backs. Trevion Henderson is good out in space, okay? So get him some screens out in space. Get him some jet sweeps out in space. Get him some toss cracks, and we'll get that run game going. But it's pathetic right now.
Ted, you said it. Drake May was cooking. Some of the throws he made, some were counted, some didn't because of penalties, various things. But his deep balls today were phenomenal. And the best part is probably I didn't feel like he really ever put the ball in harm's way. You know, I referenced the one little pitch he had where he stepped up and flinged it sideways to Henderson. For a minute there, I was like, oh, no. And then it works. And you're like, okay, that's just who he is. Are we starting to accept that he's cleaned up his game and he's one of those guys that makes plays that make you say wow and avoids the bad plays?
I mean, we got three games of it now, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
let's go.
Carolina game, we got Bills, you know, so okay, it's starting to become, right? And, you know, and we had our great guest every Tuesday at 4:30, Brian Hoyer, say you've seen him almost accelerate, you know, his his progress and his abilities. In 3 years, he's already kind of doing things that it would take a normal quarterback 3 years. He's already doing so. He's learning. He's like his brain is, I think, kind of a supercomputer. Like, you know, he was making bonehead decisions in that Steelers game. I think he's better. I think he's gotten so much better. Just in that game was 3 weeks ago. So he's learning from his mistakes at a very fast pace. I think that play you're referencing, the pitch out there to the running back in the flat, is kind of like, you know, man, you don't want to coach completely new to the guy like you did in the week one, like where you just basically put your handcuffs on him. You got to let him kind of cook a little bit. That's kind of what makes his trick make straight special is so, you know, as long as he makes those decisions, not all the time. I mean, look, Patrick Mahomes has the same thing. Can you imagine Andy Reid muting his kind of creativity? Now, you got to be careful with it. Don't be showy about it. Don't be showing off. But, you know, as long as you do it and you, you know, are careful about it, then go ahead. And you look at that play and you're like, dude, it's like he felt the guys on top. He was just let that out in the perfect time. He's kind of got a knack for that. So, you know what? Let's just ride the horse until he bucks him, man. Because right now he's making good decisions, even though it might look a little hairy. And that's the thing, real quick, guys, I just want to say, is Drake May, I've played with guys that make the game look easy, and that's hard to do. Like, I played with Terry Glenn. Terry Glenn looked like he wasn't even trying on the football field, and he's running by you. Any Katsumori, if his neck doesn't get jacked up, like, the guy played the position. He, like, runs like it's not even hard for him. He's, like, lifting weights in the weight room. He's, like, inclining dumbbells of, like, 120, like, not even breaking a sweat. And I'm like, you a-hole. Like, there's guys like Drake May is the same way. He plays the position like it's effortless, and he's doing so many athletic things at that position that I hope people realize how athletic he is, but how smooth and how easy he's making what are very, very difficult plays. He's making it look really easy, guys. So I think the Pats got a special one.
And that's the building block that we can leave it on, Ted. And I'll share this with you because we got to go to commercial break. According to Next Gen Stats, how about this? On all three of his touchdown passes in the first half, he was under pressure and all traveled 20 air yards or more, and they seemed effortless. And that, like you were just saying, that's the kind of we can't take that for granted. And I hope, like you said, with Josh's precious play calling, sometimes getting a measure too cute, not being creative enough with the run game, I hope everyone else can elevate their game, Ted, the way that Drake has been able to elevate his game, because we'll be talking about more than just a potential path to the playoffs. We'll be talking about a team that is arriving above and before expectations. Give him a follow at Teddy J Radio on the socials. He'll be back in with us on Tuesday. I'm sure that's going to be a fiery TED Talk that we'll have on Tuesday. Teddy, thanks for calling into the postgame show, brother. Have a great rest of your night. We'll see you Tuesday, okay?
Okay, boys, it's my pleasure. No worries. And I'm at a Lexington station here where the gas is, and there's a McDonald's here. I'm going to go celebrate with a McFlurry, man. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a shake right now, and I'm going to celebrate, boys. I'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, boy. Enjoy.
The ultimate McFlurry himself, Ted Johnson from WEI Afternoons, calling into the postgame show. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. When we come back, you know you've been looking forward to it. You never want to miss it. It's such a good segment. It even has its own sponsor. And so does the postgame show, because the postgame show here, Six Rings and Football Things, postgame show is sponsored by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. You can find out about it all and more, FU Andy Hart, at McFarlandEnergy.com.
When we come back, you got those two letters right, F and U. You didn't get HVAC.
I just made the thumbs down list. Thumbs up, thumbs down, and we're going to wrap up the live portion of Six Rings when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Six Rings post game show on WEEI.
Getting close to the 7 o'clock hour, which means we're getting close to Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football. I, for one, can't wait for this one, Andy. Getting pizza from the favorite place. We got a cooler full of Bevs. The kids got the ice cream and the snacks. We are all fired up. For Lions at Chiefs. It's a big one. Are the Lions the best team in the NFL right now? Can the Chiefs actually defend home turf at Arrowhead, or should I say, field at Arrowhead Stadium? That's a big one. But, of course, you guys, I know, en masse in Pats Nation and the good listeners of WEEI, WEEI.com, and, of course, on the Odyssey app, or however you're consuming the Six Rings postgame show, would not be able to have a Sunday night and get ready for a victory Monday unless... You had Andy Hart's thumbs up and thumbs down. And, of course, thumbs up, thumbs down is brought to you by our friends at Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car, donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Well, you may not want to do it tomorrow because it's going to be raining. Maybe have them come get it Tuesday. Anyway, go to Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. CarsForKids.com or call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Take it away, Andy.
You got to start with Drake May. He has been the show in New England. You see it on Twitter. You heard it here. May legitimately be playing himself into a top five MVP candidate in the National Football League. His deep ball accuracy was phenomenal. His ability to move around in the pocket, phenomenal. I mean, the only thing he didn't do great was his QB sneaks. There was the one on the goal line with all the questions of what happened, and there was the one where he almost lost the ball. But whatever. It's a nice performance by your quarterback who is, as Ted said, just developing before your eyes and kind of making it look easy at times.
Yeah, I mean, the Teddy J's love affair with Drake May at this point is in full bloom. Like, they are loud and proud. They are out in public, and they do not care what you have to say. Who else made the thumbs up?
So I'm going to put Pop Douglas on there because I think a lot of us thought he was dead and buried and gone. And
I thought you wanted him. You wanted him in Davy Jones's locker with Christian Campbell.
Still a significant disappointment for me, but for one day, and I know he didn't get credit for the second one, but in my mind, he scored two touchdowns. That will forever be the case. I don't care what stat sheet says.
Fair enough.
And, you know, he's a guy that I think he can help take this offense to the next level. If he can get to what he should be, and I may have given up on him, but Mike Vrabel hasn't. The team hasn't. Pop Douglas popped today. The run defense. The Saints wanted to run the ball with Alvin Kamara. You don't run the ball in the New England Patriots. We're bitching about the Patriots because they ran for 73 yards. The Saints ran for 73 yards. They wanted to run the ball. They couldn't. Tonga, great story by Mike Vrabel. Apparently, Tonga was one of the game captains or the game captain today, but didn't go out because he was a little nervous.
As Mike Reese hit in his excellent Sunday Notes column at ESPN.com, he picks a different game captain every week, which is really cool. Again, Vrabel doing such a great job empowering all his guys and giving them special accolades and reasons to get fired up every Sunday. But yeah, Tonga, excellent on the Patriots run. A seriously underrated player so far this season.
So far, he has been tremendous, and everybody did a great job. The linebackers, Robert Spillane, bunch of tackles again in that run game. But I'm going to say Christian Ellis, I believe he was second in tackles, had a forced fumble, had a pass defense. He was tremendous, and he is a guy that, you know, was shaky to start the year. A lot of missed tackles. I wasn't sure he should play. He is evolving into a nice player for this team. Kayshon Booty, you can't talk about this list without Kayshon Booty. Going back to Louisiana, the maturity he's gone through over the last couple of years to be really one of Drake May's go-to guys, playmaker. He believes contested catches are his, and it was in the end zone. Touchdown, baby. He had a real nice day in front of, I think he said 40 family members were in attendance, I read on Twitter. So really nice day for him. And then last but not least, our guy Marcus Jones. I don't know if we'll talk to him tomorrow. I think Tavai might be starting to work his way into the mix with us in the afternoon show along with Drake May. But Marcus Jones, three pass defenses, a sack. He had a hit on the ball. Like he throws his body around. He can cover. He is evolving before our eyes. He seems to like this scheme. I don't know if he's evolving as a player or if the scheme suits him or it's some combination of the two. My one concern, as I told you earlier, is he likes to hit a little too much for a guy his size. I'm worried if he can make it through a 17-game season, but he was tremendous. Let's get to the thumbs down now because there's negativity that we need to get to. Kyle Duggar, we were worried about Jalen Hawkins being inactive, and the very first effing play of the game, you got to get toasted for 53 yards by Chris Olave on the outside. Unacceptable. The run game, and I don't know if that's Josh McDaniels. I don't know if that's the offensive line. I don't know if that's the running backs, or is it a little bit of all of them pieced together? Probably. They probably all need to be better. Josh McDaniels can scheme it better. They can block it and run it better. Really disappointing. The penalties. 11 effing penalties. Like, can we stop with the penalties?
Double digits in the penalties? Sorry, I got to ask. How?
Because Vrabel doesn't seem to care. And if he doesn't care, then why are they going to fix him? Except sometimes he seems to care because they cut to him after a couple penalties on the sideline and he had his hands on his knees and his face towards the ground and he was shaking his head like, I can't effing believe we're still doing this. And yet you are still doing it. So clean up the penalties. They're going to cost you sooner or later. I'm going to throw a play on here. I don't know if I've ever thrown an actual schematic play call on the thumbs down list.
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either. The Josh McDaniels fake hitch, spin around, fake handoff, slow developing.
Fire it into the sun.
Yep.
Feed it to the dogs, something.
Dig a hole, do something, get rid of it. We don't need to see it. It didn't work. It's only going to lead to bad things. I would also
I throw in the third and seven? Can I also throw in that third and seven? They tried to catch the defense off guard with that third and seven handoff to Mondre, which led to the Garrett Bradbury bad snap.
Sure. Throw that in there. And I also want to throw in there, although I don't think they will, Efton Chisholm, happy to see him active because of a numbers game, some of his injuries, whatever. Didn't think he brought what it takes to the kickoff return game. I don't think he's fast enough. He's got some of the physicality. Broke a few tackles, spun off some guys. Mm-hmm. I think you need a little more speed there. Like Gibson brings like elite speed there. Travion Henderson brings elite speed there. Efton Chisholm brings the best he has to it. So that's going to do it with the thumbs down list. Let's focus on the thumbs up list that starts with Drake May.
There you go. There's your thumbs up and thumbs down. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, of course, you can catch that at the end of each and every Six Rings postgame show right here on WEEI. Andy, as we get ready to wrap up the live portion of this fabulous edition of Six Rings postgame, we look to next week, 1 o'clock. It'll be in Nashville. I'm not sure if they call it LP Field still, or they used to call it Nissan.
It was Nissan. Then it was LP. I'm not sure what it is now. I think it might still be LP.
It's not for long stadium because about 2 years from now, there's going to be a brand new stadium, which they didn't need. But for some reason, they're building it. So good for them if they got the money. It didn't cost the taxpayers too much. 1 o'clock, your Patriots in the ultimate Mike Vrabel revenge game go to Nashville to take on the team that Dunn dismissed him and dissed him 2 years ago, the Tennessee Titans, who, while they got the most miraculous and unexpected of wins last week, are not a very good football game. Your opening and initial thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game you should win. You're the better football team. Are you on the road? Yes. Can you make mistakes and win it? Probably not. You know, you probably need to play good, clean football. Do it for your head coach. I certainly know this is personal for him. I certainly know he wants to win this. And Drake May noted that Boston is the best sports city, the best fans. They expect the fans to travel, but he's glad they give him a reason to travel, winning on the road a couple times here. Keep doing that. I know there are a bunch of fans going to Nashville for the game. Continue to put on a show for them in these away games, and they will continue to travel and invest their money and support you on the road and give you a little bit of a fighting chance in the opposing territory. But yeah, do this one for your head coach. You know this is personal for him. Absolutely.
And if that's by a million next Sunday, because I believe, just like you said, Andy, they're going to do it for their coach. Great job today. You can follow him at Jumbo Hart. I'm at Fitzy GFY. We will be back with you tomorrow, 2 to 6 on the WEI afternoon program, joined by quarterback Drake May, possibly in the 3 or 4 p.m. hour, and either Marcus Jones or Jelani Tavai joining us as well on a very big Patriots Monday. Don't miss Hunter Henry and the surprise question of the week on the midday show, and Coach Mike Vrabel with the Greg Hill Show crew between 6A and 10A, right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. 617-779-7937 is your phone number and the text line as well. Coming up on the other side in the 7 o'clock hour, a content replay for those who missed it. Mike Vrabel and Drake May at the podium. And, of course, our excellent conversation with Megan Ottolini about today's six-point win over the Saints. We'll see you, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.